Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1201. Visible translated text is as follows. Mrs. H. Gligowski, sworn for the defendant. I keep a boarding house in this city. I have known Mr. Frank more than 3 years. He and his wife boarded with me for 7 months. His character is good. Mrs. Adolph Montag, sworn for the defendant. I am a sister of Mr. Sig Montag. I have known Mr. Frank 5 years. His character is very good. Cross-examination. I have heard of his character through the ladies he has lived with. Mrs. Myers has told me how nice he always was to her. My husband has always spoken well of him. I have heard a great many people speak well of him. I heard his uncle speak well of him. My husband has told me what a fine, intelligent gentleman he was. Mrs. J.O. Parmalee, sworn for the defendant. My husband is a stockholder in the National Pencil Company. Mr. Frank's general character is very good. Cross-examination. I have seen Mr. Frank at the jail twice. I have only come in contact with him once at the factory. I am a member of the Board of Sheltering Arms, and I have heard a great deal of Mr. Frank in matters of charity and in a social way. I have heard different people speak of him. A great many people. I have heard the Liebermans, the Montags, the Hasses, Mrs. Bauer, Mr. Parmalee, and the employees at the factory speak of him. Miss Ida Hayes, sworn for the defendant. I work at the pencil factory on the fourth floor. I have known Mr. Frank for 2 years. His general character is good. I have known Conley for 2 years. His general character for truth and veracity is bad. I would not believe him on oath. Cross-examination. Conley borrowed money and promised to pay it back, but he didn't do it. We would get it after a while. He tried to borrow money from me, but I refused to let him have it.